Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, time for another episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z, and we are on the letter M, and our topic is margins. Margins, and specifically profit margins. Margin is that line, and usually a thin line, that demarks the beginning or the end of something, or a window of opportunity. So a profit margin is a common way of measuring the degree to which a business or company is making money. It's expressed as a percentage, and it represents a portion of the company's sales revenue that the company gets to keep, that is purely profit after subtracting all of the cost. And sometimes we get one-sided or blindsided when it comes to profit and profit margins, because we see money coming in, and in some cases a lot of money coming in, and that's exciting. But what we miss out on is the fact that we haven't done a good job of tracking what it costs to get us to the point where we make the sale. And by that, what do I mean? So let's take, for example, my business is writing books, publishing books, and selling books, ultimately creating and opening a brick and mortar bookstore. Well, let's talk about at the point where someone walks in and buys one of my books, for whatever, let's say the price point is $16. Now, I can't call that profit at that point, because I have to back into the fact that this brick and mortar store, I'm paying rent, I'm paying utilities, I'm paying the expenses for internet. Then I have to look at the furnishings and how I've decorated and what it costs me to decorate the shop. Let's talk about what it costs to advertise the shop, get people in. I have various marketing materials, my business cards and postcards that I stick in the bag. I even like to give a nice little freebie, for example, a little elastic bracelet with our name on it. Then let's talk about the fact that me even getting to the store, my driving and commuting to the store, we're not even going to charge for my time. And that's what happens with a lot of entrepreneurs. You don't factor in the cost of your time if you were on the payroll. You're the last to get paid. Now, let's also talk about the book itself. So in publishing the book, paying for the production of the book, but even before that, the writing of the book, can I even calculate how many hours I put in the writing of each book? And when it comes to children's book, the majority of my time wasn't just in the writing of the book, it was in the illustrations. I work with an artist, and we have to go back and forth on many phone calls and Zoom calls and follow-ups and emails discussing what the pictures are supposed to look like. And that was something that was very important to me, the pictures. And I get a lot of compliments, so it was worth the investment. But there were hours and hours. And then I had to pay that artist for those various pictures. So now, adding all of that up, now you suddenly see that even if, let's say after the production of the book, let's say I'm able to produce the book for $5, it may look like I made $11 in profit. Not true. I have to look at those expenses that led up to it. And until I've covered those expenses, I'm not yet even breaking even. Now, for some, that sounds daunting and scary, and it feels like you'll never get to the point where you're breaking even. Well, not the case. But you do have to be very aware and do the math. Don't be afraid of the math. Do the math to identify, when am I going to break even? This is where, in my bookstore, there's certain items in that I don't have to invest as much as I do an individual book, that I get at a low cost. I can make a sell and be competitive, but price it in a way that I have a nice, decent profit margin. There's our word. And then therefore that offsets the book. So in my store, I have to have a balance of the type of products that I want. And I'll have to tell you, some of my most popular products, it breaks my heart that I had to stop carrying because there was such a small profit margin. It was costing me, actually. I was basically giving them away or donating them. It was just charity on my part, to the point that, and a lot of people experience COVID and post-COVID, that your suppliers had to go up because their costs went up. And ultimately, I had to stop reordering certain products. And I dare say it was some of my most popular products. Hard decision, but necessary in the bigger scheme of things. And I'm always checking. I'm every now and then just go out there to see if prices for those things have gone down, wholesale pricing, any corners that I can find, or even finding a new producer, someone else that is producing that type of product, but still providing the quality that I want for my customers. So, a lot to think about, a lot to consider, a lot to be aware of. And so, entrepreneurship is not for the faint at heart or for those who are scared of numbers. If you are, this is one of those areas where you might need to lean into your discomfort. If you're not the type of person that likes balancing your checkbook or keeping track or having a budget for your household, well, when it comes to business, you're going to have to lean into that and, pull up your big boy, big girl pants and do what you need to do to know your numbers and to know what is truly profit versus what's your break-even point. Okay, lots to think about. Thank you for listening and continue to listen as we march our way through Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.